The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
A House Speaker Nancy Pelosi yesterday suggested that the Supreme Court justices might need to be retaught a little bit of education about the birds and the bees. Here's what the speaker had to say.
Now, we don't know what the decision will be from the court, but from what they have said about not respecting precedents at stare decisis, all of that is troubling. And what they have said about, sometimes I think they need a session in the birds and the bees for some of the kinds of statements that they make. I say that as mother of 5, 6 years and 1 week, 5 children. As I say to my colleague, when you have 5 children in 6 years and 1 week, we can discuss this issue. That was great for me. That's not necessarily great for other people, and it shouldn't be up to any of us to decide what a woman and her family and her husband, her partner decides is right for them and their family and their future childbearing possibilities. So it's scary. It's really scary. And I say that as a practicing Catholic.
And speaking of a practicing Catholic, of course, Pope Francis, the Bishop of Rome, head of the Catholic Church, deemed abortion to be murder. That's the term he used, murder, in September. And being the good Catholic that she is, Ms. Pelosi claimed that the Supreme Court is, quote, threatening to trample over our Constitution.
The Supreme Court took up a very important issue. I viewed it as listening to, as a very dark day. The Supreme Court heard arguments about the case of Mississippi's extreme law. The court is threatening to trample over the Constitution, destroy Roe v. Wade, and take away a woman's freedom to make the most fundamental decision that she can make for herself and her family, working with her family members and her doctor and her faith.
South Carolina Representative John McCravey from Greenwood played a key role in the passage of South Carolina's fetal heartbeat bill. It's always a pleasure to catch up with Representative McCravey. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey.
So you heard what Madam Speaker had to say yesterday. Of course, it's a big week as the Supreme Court heard oral arguments on this case in Mississippi that bans abortions after 15 weeks. The case is Dobbs versus Jackson. As we all know, it could potentially upend Roe v. Wade. Talk with us a little bit about what the speaker had to say, and as far as this trampling our Constitution, and talk with us about your response on what you heard on Wednesday.
Thank you, Joey. I'll tell you what, you know how to get me riled up in the morning by playing something like that. she pushes my buttons when she talks. But, you know, what's really happening is that the justices are finally threatening to read the Constitution and find out, like Samuel Alito said, or Clarence Thomas said, that there's no right to abortion in the Constitution. So if she would bother to open it up and read it, I think she would, and was honest, she would reach that same conclusion.
Yeah.
But we've got, you know, Trump's legacy, his greatest accomplishment, in my opinion, was the appointment of 3 conservative justices to the Supreme Court. You know, Gorsuch, Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett. That's going to be, in my opinion, his greatest legacy. And if you think back on it, that's why he ran. One of his biggest reasons. He said, elect me, because we're going to have at least 1, probably 2, and maybe even 3 appointments. And he came through. He came through with what he promised. I'm wearing a Trump hat this morning in honor of him, as a matter of fact, because our court has changed.
Yeah.
And it's changed dramatically. Amy Coney Barrett, Kavanaugh, Alito, Clarence Thomas, and Gorsuch. That's 5. All 5 gave strong comments that they were ready, signifying that they're ready to do away with Roe versus Wade. John Roberts was a kind of a middle ground. He, I think from his questions, he's going to still stick with viability, but he might let the 15-week ban stay.
Yeah.
Of course, the other three, there's no hope for them. Kagan, Sotomayor, and the others, you know, and Pryor, they are dead to the left, and they're not going to change. And all they did was complain. And because they opened up complaining and talking about this is all politics, I think that's why the other justices opened up with their comments and their questions that really showed where they stood. So I think, Joey, at the worst, we got a plurality opinion of 4-2-3. At the best, I think we've got a 5-1-3 majority opinion. Mm-hmm. And so either way, I predict that Roe versus Wade is going to be severely modified or completely overturned.
Yeah. So
that'd be the best thing it could happen.
Yeah. So where does, let's go back then to the fetal heartbeat bill that you worked so hard on with your colleagues in the South Carolina House. Where does that fall into play then if this happens?
Well, of course, that case is still on appeal. And I think they've scheduled a hearing sometime in early January. I may be mistaken on that, but it's gone up to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals now. And, of course, we don't expect the Fourth Circuit to uphold that law. They will probably rule in some negative way because they've become one of the most liberal courts in the entire nation. They used to be very conservative, and by the time President Obama left, he had changed them completely. And so we don't expect them to give us a favorable ruling. But in the meantime, we have other heartbeat bills that are going up in different circuits. And eventually the Supreme Court's going to have to deal probably directly with them unless they deal with that in this decision. And if this decision sends it back to the states, then I don't see how even the Fourth Circuit is going to stop that law from becoming good law in South Carolina.
Yeah.
If it will become good law, we will save many babies immediately. Most abortions will be completely banned from the start. And as a practical matter, six to eight weeks is a very early time in a pregnancy. So, you know, maybe many children will be saved because of that.
Sure. Yeah. On our guest line this morning, Representative John McCravey from Greenwood. So you're an attorney. And again, you put a lot of time and effort, into this. In layman's terms, less, assume that Roe v. Wade is struck down completely, then does that mean that it falls back to the states? And you know, the argument that I've heard so many on the other side is that, well, if we go back to that, then one state could outlaw abortion, the neighboring state could allow abortion, and so you're going to have people going back and forth across state lines. Address that issue.
Well, that's very possible. It will certainly put a lot of the Planned Parenthood people out of business. But, you know, that is true. I mean, you can never, no matter what law we pass, we cannot prevent somebody from going somewhere or somehow getting an abortion. You know, one of the true ways to help is to help our crisis pregnancy centers. And we have them all over the state now. I'm chairman of our local crisis pregnancy center, Crossroads. And, you know, we help these girls from the day they come in. We tell them all their options. You know, these ladies that work in there do a fine job. Brenda Feast here locally. And many babies have been saved through that. I mean, we've seen the abortion reversal pill be prescribed through our clinic and through other clinics. And it's strengthened pregnancies after they've taken the first pill. You know, most abortions are now done with two pills. So after they take the first pill, a lot of women regret that. And I'm glad to go on the show and mention this, because if you've taken that first pill, that doesn't mean that you have to take the second pill or you have to terminate that pregnancy. Please call one of these centers. Call your doctor, because there are alternatives. So at any rate, you know, that's where we need to focus our attention after this case. And, you know, certainly we need to ban it in our state. We don't want to be a party to that. And I'm hoping good people will rise up all over the United States.
Right. And what a good point to make, Representative McCravey. I mean, groups like your group, Crossroads, and there are many others around the state. You know, as Christians, that's what we need to be doing. We need to be supporting these type groups and supporting these young women who find themselves in this situation, because there are many other couples out there who would like to adopt a child, who can't have a child and would like to adopt it. So, you know, this is just a great example of where I believe the church can play a major role.
Yes, sir. And, you know, Amy Coney Barrett mentioned that. She said adoption, you know, if motherhood is a terror to you, you can always have an adoption.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's the cure for your problem. You know, so she was right. And that is the cure. So, hey, I don't know of any. I know a lot of natural mothers who have given up their children for adoption and met them later in life. Yeah. I don't know of a single one that ever regretted giving life to that child.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Representative John McCravey, it's always a pleasure, my friend. I hope you have a merry, merry Christmas if we don't talk before then. Appreciate what you do. And, hope you have a wonderful weekend.
Same to you, Joey, and glad you got your voice back.
Thank you, sir.
I didn't know who that was the other day on the radio when I turned it on.
That had to be very painful to try to listen to. Thank you, sir. Have a great one. Representative John McCravey from Greenwood.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.